things sort of fall apart for your team tonight?
In general, we just weren't good enough to be able to win the game.
To jump out to that 2-0 lead and then sort of fall apart, like, how frustrating is that, even from a coach's perspective? Just to see how things escalated after that.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, when you look at the game, there's really not much more to say about it. I mean, they were better in basically every facet of the game, and we got to learn some lessons from it and address some things tomorrow and make sure we're ready to go against Detroit.
What do you hope is the biggest lesson learned here?
That's a good question. I think you got to dissect it a little bit and let it sit a little bit overnight, and then you got to address the team, and we got to talk about some things tomorrow and see what the main themes are. But I think right after this game, there's quite a few.
You seem to use your timeout very carefully. What did you want your team to know in that moment of the game?
Well, I mean, the game was basically out of reach at that point. Corey had gone in, and we weren't doing anything to give ourselves a chance to at least keep the game where it was. So it was just a reminder of Corey's going in. We had to, let him get into the game, get his game back, and a couple of things that we had done on the prior shifts with the goals against, we had to just raise some awareness to it.
A couple guys said they may have let their frustrations get the best of them. Is that what you saw as well?
In what way?
Nico said that you guys got out of the mindset after those power play goals in the second period.
Yeah, I don't really.
There were a team that went off a pretty bad road loss.
This is about us. It's not about.
I know. I'm talking about just it being in a similar spot now. Just what's the key to putting this behind you quickly and being ready for another game in 2 days?
Well, we got to address it tomorrow, and then we got to make sure that we're ready for Detroit. That's basically it.
Yeah, good look at a point in the playoffs last year and the matchup you guys had. Just what strikes you about him as a player and what he's able to do out there?
Well, he's a real tenacious player. He's extremely competitive. He's a high-skilled player. He plays the game the right way all the time. And he's a difficult player to play against because he's one of these guys that very consistent, high skill, high hockey sense, skates real well, but his competitive nature and his competitiveness is, pretty remarkable. See you guys.